This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's hard not to get excited. I don't really care who they played. I don't think you can keep out of this conversation that the Warriors are down their top two scorers, and it's pretty hard not to get at least a little bit excited about the way this thing has started.
Yeah, it could only be one game better, which would be 5-0, and 4-1 is fantastic. And I don't worry about the schedule after five games. And if you want to look at the upcoming road trip, which is five games, and you've got Boston on there, and you've got a couple of tougher games that are still ahead. Yeah, and ultimately, you're going to play whoever you have on your schedule, and you're going to do what you can do, and you stay healthy, and if you play good basketball, you'll be there in the end.
I want to play this one more time, okay? From NBC Sports Bay Area, Bob Fitzgerald, Kalena are sitting there talking to Draymond post-game, and listen to him talk about how this year is different than last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's a fresh start. You know I coming in, I had an awful year last year. It was just not right. Didn't play well, didn't act well. And, you know, I want to show the real me. I want to show the growth. You know, I talked last year about being a champion of change, arguing referees. These guys are human. They make mistakes, and I'm trying to understand that. Such an emotional game. I play, you know, one of my best attributes is playing with my emotions, and so taking that next step and learning how to play with those emotions, but knowing where to channel those is a big important step for me and something that I'm really focusing on this year.
So, I mean, I'm willing to just be the weirdo here. I buy it, but I want to check myself a little bit. Like, should I be buying this? Are you buying this?
I've been buying it, yeah. And I gave him a fresh start in my own mind to start the year. And when you watch him play, I've seen a big difference in how he acts. When things don't go his way, his default used to be to blow up at the refs, and I'm not seeing it at the same level. And the one tech he got was a conversational tech, and it was during the second free throw after the shot foul where he just wouldn't stop. It wasn't histrionics. It wasn't him going bananas and going right at the ref and getting in their face. And that, I think, is where he needs to make the change. And I think that he has. And it's a small sample and the rest of it. And yes, he thrives by playing on that edge, but he can play on that edge and still not get into it with the officials and still be that same player.
888-957-957 is the number. Is this a new Draymond? Are you buying it? Or are these just words and it's early and games are going well? We would love to hear from you on that. Are you buying that there's a new Draymond in town? 888-957-9570. We can talk it out. You know what's interesting about Draymond, though? When you hear a sound clip like that, it's not like we haven't heard that before. I will give Draymond this. No matter how emotional he is or whatever mistakes he's made, he will come back around after the fact and take accountability, at least with words. He's been able to sit up on a podium before and say, I was wrong. I had to call Jordan Poole's family or whatever it is. He's been able to say that after the fact. What he hasn't been able to do is follow that up 2, 3, 4, 5, or 12 nights later and essentially behave differently. And those of us who have defended it in the past, and he even sort of references it within that clip we just heard, which is we've always said, look, you take the emotion out of Draymond's game, you're taking a very, very big piece of his game out. If this guy can actually find a way to still play with his edge and play with that streak, but not have it spill out and either get directed at a ref or get directed at the crotch of another player or whatever we're talking about, then I think we really got something. And we do have a changed Draymond. I understand it's going to take more than five basketball games to convince everyone, but there's something about, and I can't put my finger on it, Dibs, there's something about the look and the sound of him right now that's making me believe it.
Yeah, and I believe it, and maybe I'm gullible, and maybe you are too, but it reminds me a lot of addiction, and I have similar anger issues to Draymond Green, and so when I watch him and I see what he's doing and I hear now what he's saying that he's trying to do, it makes me feel a lot like myself, because when you have anger issues, it's not something that you can just decide, all right, that's over, it's done, I'm a new man, there you go, believe me, that's all done and dusted. It's like anything else where you got to stack days, and right now Draymond's got five games under his belt, he's got one tech, but that technical foul to me is not a classic Draymond tech. Where the ones where I start to have issue is where you see it coming. He gets mad at a call, he goes off, and then a couple plays later, he gets even more mad, and he gets a tech, and then a couple plays later, he gets super mad, and he gets a second tech, and he gets ejected, or he gets frustrated, and he chokes a guy, he hits a guy, whatever he does, it becomes escalating, and it goes up and up and up. And I do think that Draymond now, being older and gone, having gone through everything he's gone through, which is a lot, suspensions, NBA final suspensions, punching a teammate, suspended last year twice for actions against opponents. And so now maybe he's at a point where he really wants to change. But like with any other addiction, and I'm not saying he's addicted to getting texts, but I see an anger issue that reminds me of myself. And I know where my triggers are. And I know that there are things that I have to do to try to avoid that. And so, yeah, it's not something that you can just say, oh, I've gotten over that. Every single day when you get in those situations, and I have my situations that are not basketball, his are basketball related. And so when you get on the court and those things happen, you have to be able to, in that moment, either walk away or diffuse or do whatever you can do to avoid it. And I do think that he's more conscious of that.
I think that's a good point. I'll also sort of bring this into the conversation. This is just me wondering aloud. How old is Draymond now? Has he turned 35 yet? 34, 35?
I think he will be 35 this year.
Something there. Like, I was looking at, I was watching when I was at the game the other night. The big screen kind of zeroed in on him at one point, and I was like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
That beard's getting gray.
Gray, yep.
That beard is getting gray.
It'll be 35 in March.
Okay.
So,
which is not an old man. But,
no?
but in NBA terms, you're getting up there. And obviously he's been around the block a number of times. But I thought you sort of had a similar sound when you came to work this week with a little yellow thing on your wrist. And it's because you were chasing your baby girl,
yep,
and you slipped and fell. And there's always I think no matter what it is we're talking about, as you get older in life, you start to gain more humility surrounding your weaknesses. And that's what I wonder if Draymond finally, at long last, realized. And it's a combination of A, my beard's getting grayer. B, I'm probably not quite the player. Like, for instance, guarding Zion is starting to hurt more than it used to.
Did great, though, both games.
Yes, although he says didn't love the first game so much. He loved last night a lot more.
Yep.
I don't know how many more years I'm going to get to do this. My partner in crime, Steph Curry, is even a few years older than me. We're running out of time. We got this interesting infusion of youth around us that maybe has sort of revitalized me a little bit. You've also removed two players that at one time or another over the last 2 years, whether it was fair or not, clearly got under his skin in Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson, and a locker room that we've been told was uncomfortable at times. All of these examples are to say, I wonder if there's sort of a new self-awareness and humility surrounding his weaknesses that are making him go, you know what? Like, I know we've said 28 times already, it's time to make a change, but that's lip service. You actually maybe have arrived at a time where you need to actually do it.
And you look at last year, and I think that he can be rightfully, not embarrassed, but disappointed with not only how he performed, but how the team performed. He only played in 55 games, and I don't remember him being hurt that much, yep, and he missed a bunch of games because the league told him, you don't get to play right now. And so that becomes embarrassing, and I do think that Draymond has an eye toward what's next, and what's next is already set up for him. He's going to be a media member. He could coach. He could be front office. He could do whatever he wants, but he has to make sure that his reputation doesn't devolve any further into this image of him as a you know, miscreant or a malcontent, right, and all the rest of it.
Let's go to Steve O in the city. Again, 888-957-9570. Draymond says it's a new me. You buying it? Steve O, thanks for calling Willard and Dibbs. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a Draymond jersey. I love Draymond. I'm not buying it. We heard it last year when he came back from his suspension. He went to counseling, and he still got texts. And, you know, maybe he can control his temper with foul calls and stuff like that. Eventually, I think he's going to, you know, get a little too comfortable and start chirping a little bit. But it's going to be an opposing player who knows how to push his buttons. He's going to get frustrated, and you're going to see another bonus kind of an incident or Gobert kind of an incident. And it's just how he's built. As much as he wants to try, as much as I believe his intentions are good, Draymond's going to Draymond.
Steve-O, thanks. It's a very, very fair point. And if you don't want to buy this yet, I get it. I really do. I will also say, though, something sounds different this time around, and I can't put my finger on what it is. And in fact, Filmo Mike just hit us up on the Comcast business text line, and he sort of indicated the same thing. He's like, there's something about Draymond this time around.
Hello?
It sounds different than similar quotes have in the past. You agree with that?
Yeah, I do. And it's early. It's 5 games in, and they're 4-1. So yeah. I do think that you could look at it and say, well, it's early, and you know the caller makes a good point about players who will go for him and come for him and
for sure,
tougher opponents and all the rest of it. But I'm seeing maybe he's looking in the mirror and going, damn, Draymond, you're gray. You're gray. It's year 13. It's time to maybe scale it back a little bit. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and hope that, you know, he's seeing that and realizing that he needs to be a little bit better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.